This week's Tideway has been sponsored by Family Silver, Leilu Nishmas Tzipora Bas Moshe HaKohen. Gimel Sivan, 28th of May, Rabbi Yisrael Faust, Kabbalah Satora, a lifeline after the Klolos.
Parshas Bechukosai, the parshas of the Klolos, most terrible things that will happen to Klal Yisrael are brought down here if Yidden stop keeping Torah mitzvahs. The pasuk talks about V'achaltem es b'sar b'neichem, you will eat the b'sar b'neichem, figuratively, baby. The Rebbeinu Shalom will bring a cherev nekemes, a sword of vengeance. I will destroy your cities. I will send you in exile. All your homes, fields, vineyards, everything will be destroyed. You will lose the Beis HaMikdash, your independence, the right to form your own destiny. And at the end, the Rebbeinu Shloinam says, "Va'af gam zois, even after I've sent you into exile, and I've taken everything away from you, v'yoisam, when you will be be'eretz aveim, in the land of your enemies, lo me'astim v'lo ga'altim lechaloisam, I did not, or will not, completely spurn you, reject you, and abhor you. Even now, after I've taken everything away from you, lo me'astim." The rejection and the abhorrence that there was, or will be, Chalila, between the Rabbeinu Shalom and Klal Yisrael, will not be complete. And the Medrash poses an interesting question. The Yalkut says, V'chima'acha, the Yalkut asks a question, V'chima'acha, shenilkach mehem, once there has been taken from them, kol ha'matonis halolu, all these presents. Just imagine somebody comes along and says to you, I will take you, I will destroy you, I will take away your parnosa, I will destroy your home, I will destroy your independence, you will have absolutely nothing, you'll be completely destitute, but don't worry. Me and you, we're still friends. Lo ima'astim, lo ga'altim. Our relationship is still there at some level. Frek de medre shakasha, v'chim y'acha, shenil krat mehem. It has been taken from them. Kol ha'matonos halolu, b'meh lo'i ma'astem, b'meh lo'i ga'altem. How can the Rebbeinu Shloinim say, lo'i ma'astem, b'lo'i ga'altem, do not worry, I don't completely reject you. Once he's done this to us, and taken away everything from us that we have, how then, what justification then can there be for the Rebbeinu Shloinim saying, at that stage, lo'i ma'astem, b'lo'i ga'altem? This question is asked by none less than the Medrash. The Yalkut asks the question. Look, the Medrash. Elo, shenisha nohem sefer toyerzu. The Rebbeinu Shloinim can take everything away. He can take away our homes, our parnosa, our families, our independence, our Beis HaMikdash, our cities, everything destroyed. Aval nisha nohem sefer toyerzu. The Torah, the lifeline of Klal Yisrael, remains and stayed with us. Based upon that, the Rebbeinu Shalom was able to say to us, "Loi ma'astim, loi ga'altim, lechaloisam, I did not completely reject you, I did not completely spurn you." At any and all times, a Yid has his lifeline, his connection to the Torah, and therefore, and based on that, the Rebbeinu Shalom was able to say, "Loi ma'astim, loi ga'altim." I'd like to share with the Olim over here a story which me it fascinated when I saw it. I was once in a shul, in a Tanya, and at random I opened up, there was a sefer there called Divrei Yatziv, from the Klozer Megarov, who Kiyodua went through Shiva Madurei Gehenim in the war years, he was in Auschwitz, and he went through something that we can only in our wildest dreams imagine, the depth of the difficulties that he went through in those years. And at random I opened it up, and I saw over there that somebody asked him a question. I do not even remember exactly the particulars of the question, but it had something to do with Yom Tov, Kedusha Achas, Shtei Kedushas, a Shaila Ledina. And he writes as follows. And if this story is not an illustrator of this Loi Ma'astim V'Loi Ga'altim Shonishalem Sefer Torah Zu, then nothing else I know is. He writes there as follows. In these words, I'm trying to quote it as well as I remember them. She'eila Zu, this question, which the person had asked him, Chakarti, entered my mind, and I thought about it, B'hiyoisi, when I was, B'machnois Ha'shmoda, in the concentration camps, B'Auschwitz, Al-Yidei Ha'Germonim Yemach Shemom V'Zichro. When I was in those years, in Auschwitz, this question entered my mind. Ukemuven, he writes, self-understood, Sheloi Hoyoli Oz, I didn't have then, at that point in the time, Svorim, my Svorim, La'ayin boy, to be Ma'ayin and to come to a conclusion, Aval ze ma she'olo az berayoni, this is what I thought then, V'hinani echtoiv kan, and I'm writing now, to you, what then I considered in this Shaila, and he goes to write a long, long tshuva about the Shaila of Shaila Achas, Shtei Shaila, a tshuva which he had been mechadish in Auschwitz in those years. A Yid who is there, separated from his home, separated from his community, separated from his chassidim, separated from his 11 children, separated from his prestige, separated from his kovod, surrounded by nothing else than death, destruction, and hashvola. And one thing, under those circumstances, he's still able to connect to this loy ma'astim v'loy galtim l'chaloysom l'hofe brisim. He's still able to connect to the words of Kedusha Achas, Shtei Kedushas, and to come along and be misamik into this shaila, and years later write a tshuva based upon what was Ola Oz Barayon. I think this story illustrates to a very, very strong degree the koiches that a Yid has and the lifeline that a Yid has, what can uphold him and what can support him. The only thing after the klolos which is able to come along and keep us and support us is the chibur, the connection that we're able to have to Torah. And based and with that, he was able to survive and go on and rebuild a new community, a new chassidus. I'd like to go into a shaila, halacha lemaisa, which is discussed, which is be'etzem, it's the Beis HaLevi says it, and it has a kesher to this inyan of klolos and sefer Torah. But first we want to be makdim a shaila. We say always in Kriya Shema every day, v'ahavto es Hashem elokecha b'chol levavecha u'b'chol nafshecha. Everybody knows exactly what that means. V'chol mo'idecho is a little bit of an unclear word. The meaning of the word v'chol mo'idecho is not absolute. And there's different pshotim in the Gemara as to what v'chol mo'idecho means. I'd like to focus now upon a pshat which the Gemara in Brochas brings down. The Gemara in Brochas brings down that the havona, the understanding of the word v'chol mo'idecho, Chazal say, "V'kol mido shehu moided loy, hevei moided loy." A person is obliged to thank the Rabbeinu Shalom and to appreciate and accept and even be mevorich for anything that the Rabbeinu Shalom does to him. So say Chazal, based on this word, "V'kol meoidecho miloshen v'kol mido shehu moided loy, hevei moided loy." Based upon that, the Gemara in Brochas, the Mishnah in Brochas, brings down halacha the Maisa, a chiyuv, which a person has, chayev odom levorech al haro, kashem shehu mevorech al hatoivah. A person is obliged to be mevorech, to thank the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, even when something happens to him which is seemingly, in his eyes, bad, in the same manner as he's mevorech al hatoivah. The question which the Beis HaLevi and others pose is that in the second parasha of Kriya Shema, we also say something similar, but there we do not add the words. Why in the first parasha of Kriya Shema, which happens to be spoken in the singular term, do we say, and in the second parasha of Krishna, which is said in the plural term, The word Uvechol Moedechem are missed out. Now, for some reason, it seemed that it hasn't been necessary for the Torah to come along and say, Uvechol Avovchem, Uvechol Navshechem, Uvechol Moedechem. If there's a chiyuv, Nevorech al Aro, Kashem Shemavorechim al Atoiva, as brought down in this word, Uvechol Moedecho, why in the second parasha has it been missed out, has it been omitted? This is the question which the Beis HaLevi poses, and the Beis HaLevi goes to come along and say a very interesting answer. This is the answer which I'd like to share with you today. We were all Mekayim last week, maybe unknowingly, in Parashas Bechukosai, Tkonas Ezra. A Tkona, which Ezra HaSoifa had been besakin for Klal Yisrael, and twice a year we are Mekayim that Tkona. The Gemara in Megillat of Lamed Aleph of the Beis states that Ezra was mesakin that Klal Yisrael should lain the klolos shebatoyes koyanim, the klolos in toyes koyanim which refer to the klolos in parashas bechukosai, koyde matzeret. One must always make sure, regardless of how the luach is, that the klolos which are brought down in parashas bechukosai are read before Shavuos, Koide Matzeres, before Shavuos. That's the Takonas Ezra. V'shebe Mishneh Torah, and the Klolos in Parshas Kisovoi, Koide Rosh Hashanah, always have to be read as they always are. Parshas Kisovoi is always read before Rosh Hashanah. My time, what's the reason? Why was Ezra Mesakin that the Klolos in Parshas Bechukosai should be read before Shavuos, and the Klolos in Parshas Kisovai should be read before Rosh Hashanah? Kedei, zog de Gemara, shetichle shono v'kile loyseo. That the year and the Klolos should be tichle, should be finished, should be obliterated, shouldn't be there anymore. As the year ends, we come along symbolically and read the Klolos, that like the year has ended, the Klolos should also end. Frek de Gemara kasha, bishleime before Rosh Hashanah, that's the emes, the end of a year and a new year starting. But why before Shavuos? Gemara answers that Shavuos is also considered a Rosh Hashanah. One of the Arba Rosh Hashanah is Shavuos. Shavuos is a Rosh Hashanah of Alperes Ha'ilon, and since it's a Rosh Hashanah, therefore it is correct and fitting to be mitchaber to this din of Tichle Shono V'Kile Loiseah. And therefore, Ezra HaZoifa was mesakin that the klolos should be read before Atzer. Now the Gemara comes along and says a very interesting din. The Gemara says, "Ein mafsikin beklolos." The din is that the person in the middle of Kriyas HaTorah can really stop wherever he wants. There's no fixed place where he has to stop. Just because it says Sheni here and Shlishi here, one can stop at another place if one wants. But in the middle of the klolos, look, the Gemara, "Ein mafsikin beklolos." You're not allowed to stop in the middle of the klolos. The person who gets the aliyah has to get it at the beginning of a klolos and has to finish the aliyah at the end of the klolos. He's not allowed to stop in the middle of the klolos. And the Gemara comes along and says, why? What's the reason why we mustn't stop in the middle of the klolos? The Gemara says two reasons. One reason is, Reb Chiya Bagamda says, because the Pasuk says, Musar Hashem b'ni al kimos. A person should not reject the Musar of Hashem. And if Hashem is giving him Musar, if Hashem is giving him strong words in the form of the klolos, the toichacha, a person should not reject that. By stopping in the middle, he's making a statement as if I'm not so happy with what's being said over here, and therefore he has to make sure to listen from the very beginning to the very end. Rish Lakish says another reason. Rish Lakish says the reason is, it is not fitting to say a brocha al poronius. Ein oimrim brocha al poronius. One should not make a brocha on poronius. By stopping in the middle and making a new brocha, it'll come out that the person has to make a brocha on poronius, on punishment. Ein oimrim brocha al poronius. Then the Gemara comes along and says an interesting din. Omar Abaye, the Gemara. This din of ein mafsikin beklolos is only referring to the brochas in Parshas Bechukosai. The klolos in Parshas Bechukosai. But the klolos in Parshas Kisovoi, there isn't a din of aim of seeking the klolos. There, person is yes able to come along and stop. Zog de Gemara, what's the difference between the klolos in Parshas Bechukosai and the klolos in Parshas Kisovoi? The Gemara says two differences. One difference, the Gemara comes along and says that the klolos in Parshas Bechukosai, Moshe mipi aguro. Moshe said it as a direct repetition of what the Rabbeinu Shlom had said, had told him to say. It was Keilu, the Shechina was Metaberes, Mitoich Groinam was the Rabbeinu Shlom speaking to Klal Yisrael. Whereas the Klolis in Parshas Kisovai, Moshe Rabbeinu said from himself. We don't exactly understand what that means. Of Azoi state in the Gemara, there was a concept of Moshe Mipi Agvura. Moshe was repeating what the Rabbeinu Shlom had told him. And the Klolis in Parshas Kisovai was Moshe Mipi Atzmo. And therefore, the brochas earlier, a mafsik in the Klolis, the brochas in Parshas Kisovai, the person can be mafsik. The Gemara doesn't explain what this means. The second reason the Gemara comes along and says is that the brochas in Parshas Kisovai, the earliest, the Parshas Bechukosai was said in a Loshen Rabim, was said in the plural term, and the Brochas in Parshas Kisovai were said in a singular term. The Turei Eben explains that these two reasons run parallel to the two reasons why Ein Mafsik in Beklolos. If the reason why Ein Mafsik in Beklolos is based upon the positive of Musa Hashem Beni Altimos, do not reject the Musar of Hashem. So therefore, it only refers to the klolos that were told to us from Hashem. So the first klolos that were told to us by Hashem, Moshe, was Mipi Agvura Oma. On that, the Gemara says, Musa Hashem, that has the minor of Musa Hashem. A person may not reject the Musa Hashem, and therefore, he should not stop in the middle of the klolos. Whereas, the second klolos, which was said not from directly from Hashem, was Moshe Mipi Atzmai, is not Bichlal the Musar Hashem, and therefore the person can stop in the middle of the klolos. The second reason of Ein Oymrim Brocha L'Apuronius, for that the Gemara comes along and says that the difference is that that reason only applies on the brochas which were said in the plural term, not the brochas which were said in the singular term, and we have to try and explain it. Tosfos comes along and says, why is there a klal of Ein Oymrim Brocha L'Apuronius? What's the explanation why a person should not say Brocha L'Apuronius? So this is an interesting chat he brings from the Medrash, that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is Kvayochol, together with Klal Yisrael, B'tzoroseh. In their Tzorah, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is together. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam participates himself in the Klal of Klal Yisrael, and therefore I'll quote the words of Tosfos, the way they're written. Im kains of Tosfos, ein din shevorchunin ni. It is not fitting for my children to bless me al hatzoros shelahem, since I am part of it. To come along and say to a person, Baruch Hu Hashem, Baruch Ata Hashem, on the tzoros, which the Rabbeinu Shalom is part of, when he participates with us, that's not fitting. That's why there's a din of ein oymrim brochas al aklonos. To which the Ran asks the question, how can we say a thing like that? That the Rabbeinu Shalom, because he's part of those klolos, it is not fitting to be mevorich, to bless the Rabbeinu Shalom on those klolos, when there's a Mishnah in Brochas which says, Chayev Odom Mevorich al Aro, Kesheim Shem Mevorich al Ataiva. A person is yes obliged to be mevorich the Rabbeinu Shalom on the Aro in the same way that he's mevorich al Ataiva. How is that Mishnah compatible with what Tosfos here brings down, that you're not mevorich a brocha in the middle of the klolos, because the Rabbeinu Shalom is together with Klal Yisrael in those Torah? And the Ran comes along, and the Ran asks his question, he says his own answer, but the Beis Halevi says an interesting answer. The Beis Halevi says that the din, that the Rabbeinu Shalom is together with Klal Yisrael, is brought down as a very interesting phenomenon in the Gemara in Tainis. The Gemara in Tainis says that when there was a terrible Torah in Klal Yisrael and the rains didn't come, the Teva was brought out in the Rechoiva Shalir, an Efer was put on the Teva as a symbolic sign that the Efer, the Teva, which symbolized the Shechina and the Rabbeinu Shalom and the Torah, is also together with us in this Torah, and for that we put Efer on the top of the Teva. And the Gemara comes along and says, from where do we learn that? The Gemara brings two Makoyers. One Makor, the Gemara brings a posuk, Bechol Tzorosom Loi Tzor. In any Torah that Klal Yisrael has, the same Torah is also for the Rabbeinu Shalom, Loi Tzor. And the second time, this is brought down by Shem Rish Lakish, the second time which the Gemara brings down is, Imoi Onoichi Betzorah. I am together with you in your Torah. The Beis Halevi brings a raya from a Mechilta to explain what's the difference between the two Torahs. Where Rish Lakish has learned out the din, that they put Eifa on the Teva because Rabbeinu Shalom participates with Klal Yisrael in their Torah from the posting B'chol Tzorosom Loi Tzorah. And the second Amori over there learns it out from Imoi Onoichi Betzorah. So the Beis Halevi, there's a very big difference which posuk you learn it. Rish Lakish, who will learn it from the Bozak and the Becholzer, also Meloy Tzor, from there we see only that the Rabbeinu Shalom participates at that level with the Tzor of Klal Yisrael when it is a Rabbim, when it is a plural, when Gans Klal Yisrael is in a Tzor. Not when it's in an individual Tzor. Varaya, the Posner, is Beloshin Rabbim, Bechol Tzor Sum, in the plural term, Loy Tzor. When it is the whole community, or the whole Klal Yisrael, who are in a particular difficult situation, then the Rabbeinu Shalom is with us at that level. But not necessarily so when it is a yochid, when it is a singular person, that not. The second Amayur over there learns it up from Imoyo Loichi Batsoro, that even applies to a singular person. So we have a raya from the Gemara that the fear of Shlokish, the din, that the Rabbeinu Shalom is together with Klal Yisrael in their Tzorah, that applies only to a Rabbim in Klal Yisrael. But in a Yochid, it doesn't apply. We can now come along, based upon this, to try and answer the question of the Ran. We'll go back to the question. The Ran has asked the question, how can Rish Lakish say that the din is that you do not make a brocha on the klolos because the Rabbeinu Shalom is participating in the klolos of Klal Yisrol, and therefore einoy bedin, it is incorrect and not fitting sheyivorchuni that the Rabbeinu Shalom should be blessed by Klal Yisrol because and when the Rabbeinu Shalom participates and is part of those Torahs. How does that fit, and how is that compatible with the Mishnah? Where the Mishnah comes along and says, "Chayev Odom Neborach Al Aro Kashem Shemaborach Al Atayva." So we look who is the Bala Memra who says this time of Ein Mevorachin Al Haklolot, and we see that it's Rish Lakish in the Gemara in Megillah, and we know that Rish Lakish is the one who has learnt out the Mitzmusah of the Rabbeinu Shalom sharing the Tzoras of Klal Yisrael, not from the Pasuk of Immoy Onoichi Betzora applying to the singular, but to the Pasuk of Bechol Tzorosom Loi Tzor, which applies only to the plural, to the community, to the Kehillah together. Therefore, the answer is now very simple. Of course, the din is that the person is not allowed to come along and be Mevorach on the Klolos. Why? And which Klolos? Only the klolos in Parshas Bechukosai. The klolos in Parshas Bechukosai, as the Gemara said, are said in the plural term. When there's a plural, when there's many Yidden together, then Bechol Tzorosom Loi Tzor, the Rabbeinu Shalom participates in those Torahs. And if the Rabbeinu Shalom participates in those Torahs, therefore, we cannot come along and say to the Rabbeinu Shalom, Baruch Hu, blessed are you who has made those Torahs, when the Rabbeinu Shalom is part of those Torahs together with us. Whereas, the Gemara says, the brochas in Parshas Kisoi, those brochas are not stated in the plural term, but they are stated in the singular term. And in the singular term, according to Rish Lakish, there is no makor to come along and say that the Rabbeinu Shalom is participating and participates in the Torahs of Klal Yisrael. And therefore, we do not have the time, where Tosis explains it, of Ein Mevorachin Al Haklolos. And therefore, the Mishnah says that the din is Chayev Odom Leborech Al Aro Kashem Shemaborech Al Atoimo, because the aim of Borechin Al Aklolos is only because of what Tosfos has explained, that the Rabbeinu Shalom is part of those klolos. Whereas that only applies to the plural, but the singular, when it's a particular person, an individual, we do not have that. And therefore, the halacha is Chayev Odom Leborech Al Aro Kashem Shemaborech Al Atoimo. We've now understood very well the second time which the Gemara says to explain the difference between the klolos here and the klolos there, which seemed very cryptic. The Gemara comes along and says, because Moshe Rabbeinu said then himself, Omi Pi Agvuro, and that we explained refers to the time of Musa Hashem Bni Altimoth. But in the second time of Ein Mevorachin Al Haklolos, the Gemara says the difference is if it's a Loshen Yochid or Loshen Rabbim. And the Gemara gives no apparent explanation. Zok the Beis Halevi, the explanation is now very simple. When it's a Loshen Rabbim and the Rabbeinu Shalom is part of that, B'chol Tzorosom Loi Tzor, therefore, Ein Mevorachin, you cannot come along and make a brocha. But when it's a Loshen Yochid, where the Rabbeinu Shalom is not part of it, the din is, Chayev Odom Levorach Al Aro, Kashem Shavavorach Al Atoivo. Now the Beis Halevi goes back. No, but Rish Lakish doesn't learn it from there. Rish Lakish learns it from the other posuk in the Beis Halevi. Explains based upon the Mechilta that there's a machlekes between Rish Lakish and the other Amoraim if it applies to a rabbi or not, or a yochid. Rish Lakish taka learns it dafka from the posuk b'chol tzoros u'maytol, not from the yochid. The Beis Halevi says that's the pshat in the machlekes. Zog the Beis HaLevi, we can now understand why the B'chol Levavachem or B'chol Nafshachem in the second parasha of Kriyashma omits the B'chol Moedachem, which we didn't understand previously. The first parasha of Kriyashma, which is stated and brought down in the Loshon Yochi, in the singular, the Mishnah, the Pasuk there, B'chol Levavcha, B'chol Nafshachem, or B'chol Moedachem. Why? Because B'chol Midrash, who Moeded Lecha, you have to be moedah to the Rebbein Shem. Based upon that, the Gemara in Brochas, the Mishnah in Brochas says, "Chayav adam nevarach al arok Hashem shemevarach al adam," which is the case by a singular person. When a singular person goes through a difficult time, he's obliged to be mevarach on that. The time of Rosh Lakish of Ein Mevarach al HaKlolos does not apply to a singular person, it only applies to a plural. When we get to the second parsha of Krishna, the parsha which is brought down in the plural term, v'chol nevavachem, Uvechol Navshachem, here the Vechol Moedachem is already omitted. Why? Speaking about the plural, speaking about the community, speaking about the Kehillah, one cannot say Vechol Midrash Moedachem Moedachem, because Faket, the Gemara in Megillah said, Eim Vechim Alak Lolos, since Vechol Tzorotan Vechol, the Rebbein Shalom is part of that, the din is that Eim Vechim Alak Lolos, a person may not make a bracha when he receives those klolos, when it's a community, when it's a klal Yisrael, because the Rebbein Shalom himself is part of that, Ve'ein Avedin Sheyavarchuni, it's not correct, it isn't fitting that I should be blessed by the people when I am part of those Torahs. So says the Beis Halevi. I'd like to conclude by speaking a little bit about Waze, and I don't mean the computer program. I mean Waze as in W-A-Y. There's a posuk, David HaMelech said, Choshavti drochai v'oshiva raglai aleidosecho. B'chol yoyim v'yoyim, zog David HaMelech, every day I yisi mechashev, I thought, should I go here and should I go there? L'bayis ploymi ani hoyle, I'm going to this bayis to take care of something. L'derech ploymi, l'sodeh ploymi, v'oshiva raglai aleidosecho, my legs brought me into the Beis Medrash to sit and be koveh itim latoyer. The Medrash brings this memory on the pasuk of im v'chukoisai telechu, if you will go into my chukos, into my laws. Chukos specifically are referring to laws of the Rebbeinu Shalom which have no apparent understanding in our eyes. On that, the Medrash comes along and says, the member of David HaMelech, b'chol yoyim v'yoyim v'yisi mahalech, and thinking I should be doing this, I should be doing that, v'shiva ragla leitasecha, I was brought into the Beis Medrash. I think we can safely assume that when David HaMelech had planned in the morning to go lebayis ploini and ledira ploini, he wasn't just taking care of his business affairs or going for his own personal pleasure. There was obviously very, very important things that he felt had to be done to go and take care of things for Klal Yisrael and Yichudim. And we can safely assume David HaMelech Regel Revi Bamarakova wasn't going for his own personal furtherance. So the whole Zois, when it comes to the Chishavti, when you make machshavas, when you think, then it is correct. Ayis ploini, dira ploini. But the Medrash said, in bechukoisai tileichu. A chukoisa is a chok, is something which a person is uncompromising about because he has no understanding of. Therefore, there's no way that you can compromise on that. The Rebbeinu David HaMelech said, my attachment to the concept of kviyas itim latoyra was such, like a imbo chukoisa, a chok, something without any understanding, something without any reasoning, something which in English can be considered to be totally non-negotiable. And therefore, even if with the Vechishavti, with all my machshavas that I had, I would go here and I would go there, the Imbo Chukoisai tells me, V'oshiva raglai aleidosecho. I was once standing at a crossing, and there was a person next to me, and he said, hey, we're waiting for the red light anyway, I'll tell you an interesting vort. He says, it's Shaitan Posseg, the Mishnah, always says, Im ein kemach, ein teure, im ein teure, ein kemach. So he says, as I brought it, I don't remember who he quoted it from, but it was one of the Gedolei Yisrael of the previous generation, the Moshel. There was a king who told his general, and he said, listen, I'd like you to go on a military expedition, and you're going to have to go through the desert, go from here, take a platoon of soldiers, go over there, and capture this and that town. And here's the map that you should go. And he showed him exactly where to go. From here to there, from here to there, and that's where you'll get there. So the general went and took the soldiers, And suddenly in the middle of the way, he looks at the map and he says, the king's made a mistake. He took me a long way round. There's a much quicker way to get there. I can cut across and get there, and I'll get there in half the time. And he went off the beaten track to get the short, the direction, the quick way, the shortcut. Very, very quickly, the soldiers started dehydrating. There was no food, there was no drink, there was nowhere to rest. And in the middle, he had to turn back and come and tell the king about his failure. And the king said to him, which way did you go? He said, we started in the way that you told us, but I saw a much quicker way. The king said, you fool. I had previously gone and prepared at every stage of the game, food, drink, place to sleep. By going off the track, by going off the way, by going your own way, you, because of that, didn't have the amenities that were necessary for you to be able to finish this expedition with success. Look, im ein teuer, ein kemach. Im ein kemach, ein teuer. If a person sees that his materialistic life is lacking, is missing, is it because he's on the wrong way? He's not on the Torah way. If he would have stayed on the Torah way that the Rabbeinu Shalom has told him to go, he wouldn't be there on the Ein Kemach. But when he left that way, when he left the Torah way, and when he figured to himself, I'm going to come along and find a shortcut, I'll find a better way to get there, then he loses what the promise of the Rabbeinu Shalom gives of the Torah's Chaim, that the Rabbeinu Shalom promised us that the Torah is alive. I must say, we stand all in awe for the concept of Yidden coming together on a Sunday. It's not a working day, but even on a working day, to start their day and start their morning the Torah way, the Bechukoisai Telechi, that with all the Chishavti Drochai, we find a Kviyas Itim Begeder Choik. And I think we all have to express publicly our Gevaldik HaKoros HaToiv to Reb Dudi Itzkevich, who is primarily responsible for that. The Goyneshim should tell us, as we supposed to clear sit in the Torah, we should be zoi for all of us, to be mekabel, the Torah ba'ave, was on the sky and sein for uns alle, tichle, shono, mekele, moise.